Welcome to Feedcast Radio. I'm Dan, your digital guide through today's most intriguing tech stories. We've got some fascinating developments in AI that are changing how we think about productivity. So, Jess, there's this interesting story about Perplexity joining what they're calling the anti-ad camp as AI company.
Oh, this is fascinating. So they're...
Exactly. While Google and others are cramming sponsored results into everything, Perplexity is saying, nope, we're keeping it pure. It's a bold move in a world...
But here's what I find interesting. They're betting that users will actually pay for ad-free AI...
Right. And that's a huge gamble. Are people really willing to pay monthly for search?
I think they might be. People are getting...
Speaking of tools that put users first, we're going to take a quick break here. But first, this episode of Feedcast is brought to you by OpenClaw, the AI workspace that actually gets things done. Whether you're managing complex projects, automating repetitive tasks, or just trying to stay on top of the latest tech trends like we just discussed, OpenClaw brings everything together in one intelligent workspace. No ads, no distractions, just pure productivity.
And we're back. You know what? That actually ties in perfectly with what we were just talking about. All right, Dan, I've got to share this next story because it's both hilarious and somehow profound. Apparently, there are still people...
Wait, what? Internet Explorer?
They did. But there's this whole community of enthusiasts who are keeping it alive on vintage machines.
But here's the thing, though. They make a good point about web bloat. These old browsers load pages instantly because websites back then...
So they're not just being nostalgic?
Exactly. It's like digital minimalism, but more extreme. Half the websites I visit could probably run on a calculator if they were... And I'm Dan. Thanks for listening to Feedcast Radio. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories that make us...
And hey, if you're still using Internet Explorer, we respect...